the main thing that I heard last night was that he's actually saying it publicly down here in Lansing. I've actually heard him say it down in Detroit, too, but he's talking in support of our industries and the things that we do in northern Michigan. And I haven't heard that for a long time. You know, I go back and started paying attention probably back in the John Engler days. And I don't remember the governor down in the Lansing area or down south talking about our industries up north in a positive way and really promoting them. And last night, boy, he sure did that. And so I think that's good news. I think with the administration behind us, we're going to see some growth, and hopefully we clear the way. And I think he talked a lot about that, too, as far as the state is really becoming a business-friendly state, and we're seeing some of the results of that.
Well, I know that when the governor, Governor Snyder, joined us on the program here recently, he was talking about how many areas of the state all have kind of an individual role. Looking here in the UP, obviously, to some of the higher education, some of those things, but really recreation, natural resources, those types of thing. And he mentioned that many times in part of his overall plan for the state. What do you do now as the senator representing the Upper Peninsula? What do you say? All right, you go in and say, all right, it was nice to hear you talk about it. Now let's put it on the table, or what's your approach next?
Well, the approach next is going to be taking a look at what's out there right now and where there might be some roadblocks and getting his support to try and help clear those roadblocks. And I think a case in point would be immediate attention would be County Road 595. And he certainly has shared his support for that. The Department of Environmental Quality will take the lead on taking a look at the permit and then the public hearings, taking testimony. But clearly the governor has shared his support for that. And he's going to allow the department to do their thing and go through the review and allow the public to weigh in on it. But at the end of the day, you will see him and others speak positively about those type of projects. And it's just the beginning of many that are about to happen here, I believe. And I just really believe we're in such a good position with the Upper Peninsula poised to come back in a strong way. And I've shared with the governor, and he hasn't denied it based on what he's seen. I really do believe if we can clear the way so that we use our high standards and put our people to work, the Upper Peninsula is poised to not just bring the UP back, but be a driving engine to bring the whole state back.
When we look at last night's address, there was some things brought up that, in fact, in general, the governor's attitude and demeanor being a fairly positive one, which is something that he's carried through this whole first part of his term, that this is something that can be done and can be fixed. Obviously, the partisanship comes into it when it's in the chambers with both Democrats and Republicans and some applauding for things and not for other things and whatnot. But it was a little bit surprising that even with the announcement of unemployment numbers being lower now than they have been in a long time, that the whole floor didn't erupt in cheers, which, you know, as far as I'm concerned, if our numbers are going down that way, this is something for, regardless of party, everybody to cheer about.
Yeah, I agree with you, but I think, Walt, the thing that I'm so impressed with, and the governor proved it when he was up in the UP and swung through the Upper Peninsula with town halls, and he's saying the same thing here. And that is, a couple times in the UP, there was a few people that tried to bait him into a discussion of pointing a finger and blaming Governor Granholm from the woes of Michigan, and he flat-out refused to do that. He would not do it. And I hope people will see that and respect that, because I think that's what we need. We need our leaders to do that. Governor Snyder is telling us how he thinks it's got to go, what he believes is the direction for the state to get us on the right track. And I think he's just being straight with people, telling them what he wants to do, and then judge them based on the results. And he's not into that blame game, and I don't think he likes it either or. I think there was several times, and you mentioned that one, when one side didn't really applaud it or stand up and cheer that that's happening. He also mentioned the bridge, and you'll notice a lot of us probably didn't stand up. And
yeah.
You know, so I just want the folks to know that, having been there personally and watching this unfold, the one thing I respect about this governor big time is that he doesn't care for that either way. He doesn't want us to play those games. He wants us to be problem solvers, and he means it when he talks about positive action and an upbeat attitude, and we need that. I think you would agree that it's time that Michigan steps up, and let's get back to being proud of our state.
Well, you know, for what it's been worth, watching this for as many years as we have, you know, this political process out of Lansing, coming out now with at least the budget done, and there's surplus numbers being talked about, and unemployment numbers down, auto industry is up. There appears to be a turn, in the, it seems like a turn, and we've talked about it on the show here quite a bit, that it's time now, and maybe with getting some of the politics out of the way, the concentration can be on let's get some things done and see what happens. I that's the way we felt, you know, that if one party seems to have the control right now in Lansing, okay, let's let them do something, see what happens. If it doesn't work, let the voters speak. Not like they're speaking in Wisconsin right now, but in the sense of in the actual voting, let's get something done. Now's the time. We've got money. Things are turning around. And that seems to be happening. It seems to be positive for once.
Well, I agree. And I mean, if you look at the last 10 years, so you got to reach all the way back into the Engler administration. The last couple of years of his administration really was the beginning, I think, of Michigan's downfall. For you could name a whole host of reasons for it, and we just have not been able to find that niche to get us out of that and get us turned around and becoming, you know, the great state we are. But for some reason, we're now seeing those turns, and I think some of the reasons are some of the policies. And we've got a situation now where the business community feels like there's stability. We're focused. We're looking ahead. They feel like there's long-term plans being put in place so they can plan. And some of those results are starting to show up. And that's why you go from 11, I forget the exact number, it was over 11% unemployment down to 9.3. But I would also say 9.3 is unacceptable. We've got a long way to go, but at least I see something moving in the right direction. And let's make it happen. But I think the bigger thing here, Walt, is we need a leader that will step up and denounce anybody that's trying to condemn somebody else or point the finger at somebody else every time they open their mouth and say, well, that's the reason for the problem, and we just got to point the finger and blame somebody else, and then the problem will go away. Well, it's not going to go away doing that. It's going to go away with good ideas and moving forward. And I think this governor is trying to do that. I really believe it, especially listening to him last night. He wants us to be positive and move in a forward direction.